Joining me today by telephone is internationally known author Grant Jeffrey to talk about his latest title, Shadow Government. Grant, it's nice to talk to you today.
It's great to be with you.
Now, Grant, tell me, what is the top reason readers should be alarmed over our loss of privacy?
Well, the fact of the matter is that throughout human history and up until the last couple of decades, freedom and privacy were taken for granted in the democratic West. We always could assume that unless we were a criminal or a terrorist, that our lives, our conversations, our banking information, all of it would in fact remain inviolate. It would be private and held only to those we wish to share with. However, there's been a sea change that has taken place over the last number of decades, especially with the result that we have now a government fear of terrorism and a government fear of enemies, together with the technological resources that have allowed the governments of the West, the English-speaking governments primarily, and the others have followed, to create a surveillance system that is almost beyond belief. It is called Project Echelon. And after the end of World War II, both the United States, Canada, Britain, Australia, New Zealand, the five English powers, decided that they would literally do surveillance over the entire world. Instead of just targeting a particular terrorist or drug lord or some warlord somewhere, they would literally listen to everything, using computers and monitoring all telephone conversations, faxes, emails now, internet surfing, literally everything. They would act as a gigantic electronic vacuum cleaner, taking billions of bits of information every day from people all around the world. Now, how to use that information? Well, with artificial intelligence, computer programs, and data mining, they are able to look for particular telephone numbers, addresses, names of individuals, names of weapons. And if a person in a telephone call or an email anywhere in the world uses any of these particular important words that are in the dictionary program of Echelon, then out of the billions of pieces of information, the computers find that and then link it together with any associated information. The result is we have no privacy anymore whatsoever. Now, it's not that the governments of the world are interested in what your conversation is with your mother, but what they do is they gather it all with the Project Echelon, put it into high-speed, enormous computer hard drives, and then ask the computer and the program software to look for relevant material. If in the course of a normal conversation with your family on telephone or email, you don't say anything that results in any information or any concern about security or anything else, then that gets dumped. But if you happen inadvertently or purposely to use words like bomb, radioactive, White House, president, then those calls are then analyzed further by the computers and ultimately by human beings. The result is we need to now act as if we have a government official standing over our shoulder when we are on the telephone, when we are basically working with our email or even internet surfing. Do you know that Google, as I report in the book, gets over 200 million searches a day around the world, and they keep the resulting information, the things you search for, are kept not just for 30 days, as in the case of AOL, they're kept forever. And they are quite willing to allow government intelligence agencies to monitor them. And so if you become a person of interest, they can go back and search every internet search you have ever done, together with all the communications you've done by email and telephone. That's the end of privacy as we know it. And that's only one aspect that I deal with in this book about the shadow government.
How do these developments correspond with biblical prophecies regarding the Antichrist and his political and economic domination of the world?
Well, in the book, The Shadow Government, I deal with the prophecies that in the last days there would arise a unique type of government, a global one-world government that would be based originally in the area of the ancient geographic Roman Empire, which was Europe, as well as those nations surrounding the Mediterranean, including Israel, Egypt, Syria, Turkey, etc. That Roman Empire that ruled the world for well over 1,000 years was prophesied by the prophet Daniel to come back into existence, only instead of as a unitary empire, it would be something new, a transnational superstate composed of 10 powers who would voluntarily come together in the area of Europe and the Mediterranean and give their power to the center. Then when the 10-nation superstate exists, the Bible, through the prophet Daniel, stated that another among the 10 would arise, only this time he would be an individual man. He would not be one of the 10 nations that rule the revived Roman Empire. He would rip them up violently in a future crisis, and when that happened, he would become the dominant leader of the dominant superpower of the world. What's intriguing is that as a result of the recent election, and as a result of the terrible economic crisis that the world is now in and is involving every nation on earth, we are very likely to see America begin to turn and move away from being the world's policeman, which it has done so well. But that era, I think, is coming to an end. I believe with this new administration, there will be a shifting of the focus away from being the world's policeman, away from being an exceptionalist America, that America will turn inward to deal with her inner problems, which are very, very real. In that power vacuum, I believe that we will see Europe do what it would never do otherwise, and that is it will unite together and it will become a military superpower, because with a resurgent Russia on its borders, and if America is perceived to no longer be willing to defend Europe against all comers, then Europe will have to fill the power vacuum. That would obviously result in a power shift toward Europe that the Bible described, but the Bible also said that the leader who takes over the revived Roman Empire would create a totalitarian police system. He would be an economic genius. Daniel says by his policy, he'll cause the economy or craft to prosper. He's a military genius, but he is also going to introduce a totalitarian command system called the Mark of the Beast, involving something placed beneath the skin of the right hand or forehead that will identify that you've given your worship and allegiance to him as God. Now, this could never have happened in any other generation than today, but as I point out in the book on the shadow government, billions of new radio frequency ID chips are now being introduced in products throughout the world every year. This kind of technology could very easily, over the future years, replace credit cards and debit cards, all of which can be counterfeited and stolen, and rather be placed beneath the skin. The technology exists. Specialized examples of it are now being used. Animals are being injected with these radio frequency chips. And all of this together reminds us that the Bible said in the last days, during the final 7 years before Christ returned, that the Antichrist and his partner, the false prophet, would introduce this Mark of the Beast system, and that if you did not take the mark, which would only be given to those who worship the Antichrist as God, if you don't have it, then from that moment on, you will not be able to buy or sell. You will literally be arrested and be beheaded, as the Bible says in the book of Revelation, or you would have to flee to the hills and try and live underground until Jesus Christ came. Put it all together, and I believe we are living in a time of danger, but also not a time of doom and gloom, because Jesus told us that when these prophecies, when these things begin to come to pass, as he's mentioned in Luke 21:28, he told Christians to look up and lift up their heads, because their redemption draws nigh. The message of prophecy is not doom and gloom. The message of prophecy is Jesus Christ is in control, and the world is moving rapidly to setting the stage for the rise of Antichrist. But if the Antichrist is close, then Jesus Christ coming for his church is even closer. That's the message of the shadow government.
Some incredible things to think about, and wow, we just look forward to this book. Grant Jeffrey, thank you so much for being with me today, author of Shadow Government. Have a great day.